Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and
TikTok.
We have just a couple of more days now before
Friday arrives
and the 100th celebration of Pete Seeger. It is a wonderful way for our listeners to get together at the Linda, 7 p.m., Friday, May 3rd, the actual 100th birthday of the folk icon and someone that is really a symbol of what WAMC is all about.
You know, David, you're absolutely right. Pete was pretty special to WAMC, and we want to celebrate him along with everybody else. But we were lucky. We carved out his birthday, his actual birthday, which is this Friday. And I believe we're unique in that. Maybe I'm wrong. I know there are an awful lot of people celebrating Pete. In any case, we're all getting together. Of course, we have Happy Traum, the best of the best, who's going to lead us. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And I'll be there, and I hope that all of you will, too. This is my personal invitation for you to get there. 1-800-323-9262, or better yet, at this hour of the morning, WAMC.org. It's getting close now, so I know you've been waiting, but now's the time to do it.
And it's a great way to help your radio station. All the proceeds go into that lockbox for the June Fund Drive.
You're so right, David.
Well, wow. From the New York Times, Robert Mueller III has objected to Barr's description, his summary of the Russia investigation's findings.
Well, we do know that Barr is a guy who auditioned for the job, wrote about stopping executive expansion, got his job, and now is really on the hot seat because he characterized the Mueller report in a way which turns out to be just untrue. Now, the thing about the Mueller investigation is that Mueller was a guy who was used to playing by the rules. He said, this is what happened. Some of it was very embarrassing to the president. Barr gets up there and he shills. That's all it could be taken as. He shills for the president. Terrible. And characterizes the report in a way which was untrue. And Mueller, who all along had been nothing but professional about the way he, as the former head of the FBI and as a major Justice Department figure, would do it. We investigate, the politicians deal with it. But this was too much for him, and this was too much for the people who worked for him. And so he wrote a letter. Now, he didn't write that letter yesterday. He wrote it as soon as Barr got up there in that chilling press conference. And he said, you know, I'm unhappy with the way in which you are characterizing this report. And we didn't hear about it, but now we know about it. So he's going to have to get up before the Senate, and he's going to have to talk not to the Republicans who will be soft on him in the Senate. And don't forget, they control that House. But the Democrats, including people like Kamala Harris, who has made it quite clear in the past that she doesn't take any baloney. She's tough. And so we'll see how that goes. There are other senators also who are running for president who will be questioning Barr. So it will not be a love fest, that's for sure. Now, he was also supposed to appear on Thursday before the House, and there is now a spat between Chairman Nadler and the Barr people. My sense of that one is, I don't get it. Maybe I'm just unsophisticated, but if I'm Nadler and I'm insisting that his lawyers on his committee be able to ask the questions, yeah, you might get more. These are professional prosecutors quite often, but they can sit behind the members of the House and ask questions and write them down and get answers. So I think they're better off having him than not having him. He says he'll defy the subpoena if I'm reading him correctly. And that, of course, is going to lead to an awful lot of messy stuff, which will protect the president because it'll take a long time to wend its way through the courts and figure out whether or not there's any recourse for the members of the House, the Democratic leadership, against Barr.
From there to New York, where the effort to reveal President Trump's state tax returns has moved forward at least one step, Alan. The bill authorizing the release of state returns to Congress moved out of the state Senate's Budget and Review Committee yesterday. State Democrats are hopeful it will present a way around the president's refusal to release his federal filing.
Well, David, it's not only that. There's the New York case. There's a whole bunch of states suing on the Emoluments Clause, and a federal judge has said that case can go forward. Put it differently, things are tightening around this president. And the longer he stalls, the closer it comes to elections. It's not going to be pretty. So I'm just suggesting that we're going to see some resolution to this before the next presidential election.
What do you make of what's going on in Venezuela, Alan? The opposition leader has stepped up pressure. Maduro is holding on. We're talking about Juan Guaido, who basically called for an uprising. At the end of the day, though, he fell short with Maduro holding on, using force, intimidation, and discredited elections to remain in power, according to the New York Times.
Well, CNN is reporting that Maduro had a plane on the tarmac and he was about to take off. But you have Pompeo now saying that the Russians put a stop to it. Well, this is one of those things that just is so enigmatic, because you have the people in the administration calling out the Russians for the terrible things that they're doing. And you have the Russians, you know, best friends of the president. So go figure that one out. It doesn't stop there. We know that the United States certainly is helping in this. I don't think there's any question to bring down Maduro. And of course, the Cubans are in play, because we are hearing that Maduro wanted to go to Cuba. And we know that the Cubans have been on the Russian side of keeping Maduro in power. So Guaido is doing what he's supposed to be doing in order to take office. But the international politics behind the scene is obviously quite pronounced.
Bring yourself to WAMC.org. Get a couple of tickets and go see the birthday celebration. 100th of Pete Seeger this Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Linda. We'll be there.
We will, David. You know, there are a couple of people who say, well, you know, that's a little steep for me. If you want to call up and say, hey, I really can't make it, we want you there, we'll do anything we can to get you there. So just give us a call and we'll try to help you out. 1-800-323-9262, or you can go to WAMC.org. I look forward to seeing you all there.